And we are 8 lines from the bottom of Chesam Beis Mitzvah. So at the end of yesterday's daf, Rabbi Huda brought from the Rebbe Shmuel that Reichev, someone riding on an animal, is not considered a Kenyan. You could do Meshicha if you want to be kind of an animal. Reichev, though, riding on it is not considered a Kenyan. Where did he see that from? He brought a Mishnah in Klaim. The Mishnah in Klaim had a machlekes between her mayor and the Chachamim about if you're sitting in a wagon, are you going to be over the Isser Klaim if it's led by a Sharon HaChamor? We know the Isser Klaim, the Reis in the Torah, one of the forms of Shatnez Klaim that applies to many two different items that you're putting together, but one of them is two different animals that you're putting together, like shor v'chamar, le'sachar shor v'chamar yachtov. So if you're in a wagon that's being led by a shor and a chamar yachtov, is that an Isser Klaim or not? It's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, or rather a mayor and the Chachamim, sorry, but it, at least the way Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira, brought it down from the Rebbe Shmuel, and mid'apich Shmuel v'tani, as we saw yesterday, Shmuel had the opposite gear, so he made the opposite gears in the Mishnah to really tell us that the Chachamim are the ones that are saying, if you're stam riding in a wagon that's led by a shor and a chamar, you're not over the Isser Klaim. So according to the way Shmuel had it, Remeir would be the one that's mechayev, as we're going to see in a minute. But either way, what must it be? What's the reason why you're not chayev for klaim if you're in a wagon? Because it's not considered a chashuv maisa. It's not a maisa chashuva enough to be chayev for klaim, just sitting in the wagon over there and being reichiv with the shor and a chamar. It's not considered anything. And therefore, once it's not considered anything, also it's not going to be a good kinyan. Obviously, by the same token, if you're going to be riding the animal, if that's not considered enough to even to be over the Isser Klaim, so it's not considered enough to be kaina. And that's how we know from the Mishnah in Klaim that reichiv, riding it according to the chachamim, according to Shmuel's gear, so that the chachamim are the ones that say you're going to be bother, that reichiv itself, riding, is not going to be a good kinyan. And now the Gemara starts off asking Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, again, that brought yesterday that Reichev, he brought it from the Rebbe Shmuel. But Rabbi Yehuda that said yesterday, Reichev is not a good kinyan. Says Gemara Meisvei from our Mishnah. That base, Hayushnaim Reichev Nagabe Behemo. The case was, again, in the Mishnah, everyone's fighting over the talis and this, and they're tugging it from each other. The din of the Mishnah is what? Yachlega B'Shvuah. They split it with a Shvuah. One of the cases in the Mishnah, towards the end, was two people riding into Bezdin on an animal. Zeyim Rekulu Shali, Zeyim Rekulu Shali. As we know, Yachlega B'Shvuah. But the next case was, the Bechulu over here, was a case where one was riding and one was leading it. And the Mishnah told us that din is the same. They're going to split it, yachleka b'shvua. That's the v'chulu. That oisho yo'echad reichad echad manig, the Mishnah said, one of them was riding, one of them was leading it, they're going to split it as well. Says the Gemara money. Who is the Mishnah exactly? Elim Remeir, if you're going to tell me it's Remeir, we just referenced in the Mishnah in Klayim, that according to Shmuel's Girsa, Remeir is Mechayiv, the one that rides in the wagon, and he's going to be Chayiv for the Isser of Klayim. So hashti yoshiv kone, rochem mibay, what's the chiddush if it's Remeir? Once he tells me, stam sitting in a wagon, that you're not really riding that animal, you're being pulled in a wagon by the animal. So it's not considered as much as Reichen. But still, once he tells me that Yoishiv Kani, that's going to be enough. It's a Kenyan. Why? Because Remeir tells you you're Chayiv in that case. According to Shmuel's Girsa, again, Remeir is the one that's going to be Mechayiv you for sitting in a wagon that's being pulled by a Shor v'chamar Yachtov. And therefore, once, according to Remeir, it's considered a good Kenyan, because if you're going to be Chayiv for Klayim, then I see it's probably Maisa Cheshuva. So Reichen, Yoishiv is a good Kenyan. Rochem Yibayim, when you're actually riding it on top, you have to tell me it's a good Kenyan. Obviously, it's a good Kenyan. So our Mishnah is not a mayor. It would be Pashat then, that riding it in. Because again, we equate the one doing a Meshicha, which is a normal Kenyan on an animal, we equate the one in our Mishnah doing Meshicha to the one riding it. We said they have equal power over here. He's riding it, he's doing Meshicha. It sounds like the same thing, and therefore Yachleik and Bishvah, they're going to split it. So who is this that holds Reichev is a good Kenyan? If it's a mayor, it's Pashat, it's not a mayor. So it must be Rabbanon. It must be the Rabbanon that pater you in that Mishnah over there in Klaim from riding it, but maybe they're going to hold Reichev Ishani. And you can't just equate that to riding an animal. We see according to the Chachamim that you tried to prove from, that according to the Chachamim, who must be our Mishnah probably, either way, according to the Chachamim, it would seem that Reichiv is going to be Koine. Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda said that Reichiv is not going to be Koine, and he quoted it from the Chachamim. He brought it from the Chachamim over there. It says, Gemara, not necessarily a Kasha, because Achamai Skinon, I'll tell you the case is, Bemanik Beraglov. The case in our Mishnah is, he wasn't stomped sitting on the animal doing nothing. He was being Manik Beraglov. He was kicking it a little bit and leading it by kicking it Beraglov also, and therefore, that's already considered a Mishnah. That's considered not only riding it. Reichev alone is not going to be kind of, even according to the Chacham, like we said. But when he's kicking it a little bit and he's manig beraglov, that's considered a Meshicha, and that's why he's going to be kind of. But says the Gemara that if so, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, manig beraglov, then hainu manig. That's the same thing as manig. So why the Mishnah need to say two cases? Or that echod reichev, echod manig. One was reichev, one was manig. If you just told me that the case of reichev is basically manig, because he's also kicking it and making it go with his feet, then why does the Mishnah need to say, it sounds like the same thing, and it sounds like the Mishnah is saying two different cases though. So the Gemara Trigavni Manik and Echanami. The Mishnah is saying two different types of manik, two different types of ways to do a mashicha and lean an animal. One, you could sit on it and kick it. One, you could actually just lean it. Says the Gemara. And why do I need to say both? Because Ma'od Tamer Rochiv Odif. I would think maybe the one riding it and kicking it at the same time. So maybe he's better. Del manik v'tavisba, because he's doing both. He's manik. He's first of all leaning it because he's kicking it with his foot, but he's also tavisba. He's also typhus it because he's literally on the animal. Kamash malan. The chiddush is that it's just as equal and it's not better at all. Rochiv is mamish nothing alone. And therefore, if he's being manik, I hear it. That's one thing. And therefore, it's not going to be better at all than someone actually leading the animal. And it's really the same thing. Says the Gemara Tashma. I'll bring you a raya to Shmuel that rochiv itself, riding alone, is not considered a good kinyan. The Brisa says shnayim shayu meishchem agamal uman. Two people that were Maishik a gamal and manhig a chamor. What does that mean? So what's the difference between Maishik and manhig? So it really, it's all in the context. It all depends what type of animal you're dealing with. It's really the normal way to pull a camel is to be Maishik. It's to pull it. It's to do a kinyi meshicha. Now, it's really kind of the same thing. It's me'inyan le'inyan, a nehiga and a meshicha, but it's just a subtle difference of what type of act you're doing. Meshicha is more of pulling it, and that applies more to a donkey, more to a gamal, as the Brisa says over here. That's really the derech. Manhig, to lead it, that's more a chamor. You more lead it than pull it. So it's more of the act of kicking it, getting it to go, something like that. So again, that's the context of when you would be Moshech. You would be Moshech a gamal, and you would be Manig a chamor. So two people that were Moshech a gamal or being Manig a chamor. Or one of them was being Moshech, and one of them was being Manig. The halach is going to be Mida Zeis Kanu. If they did it that way specifically, then they're going to be kind. Rabbi Yehuda says, "La'olam le'kana ad shtei meshicha begamal v'anagam chamar." Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be specifically the way we saw it. But Rabbi Yehuda says that has to be specifically the way that's the derech to pull that animal, and therefore it has to be dafka meshicha by the gamal, by the camel, and it has to be anhaga. You have to be manning it by the chamar because that's the derech. But if you don't do it the derech, then it's not going to work. The kinyan is not going to work. But one thing we're taking out of this brayser right now, ketani mias. One thing we saw was oishay achan meishav echan manik. That or the case was where one was meishich, one was manning. One was doing meshicha, one was doing nehiga. What does that sound like? Meishich umanig in avol rechiv loy. It sounds like very specifically those two things. But not reichiv, not riding it. Where'd reichiv go? It's not one of the options, and therefore it seems that wouldn't be a good kinyan. So it seems to be a riot to Shmuel that reichiv is not a good kinyan. Says the Gemara, not necessarily, because who didn't feel reichiv? I can tell you that really reichiv is also going to be a good kinyan. Well, the Ketani, Meishech Manik. So why did it say specifically the other two? Meishech Manik, la fukim in the Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming la fukim in the Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar ad shetei meshicha magama. Why did the Tanakama say only reichiv and manik? Because he was coming to be la fukim in the Rabbi Yehuda. Go against Rabbi Yehuda. It was the next line in the Brisa that says that it has to be dafka meshicha. Has to be meshicha by the gamal and hanaga b'chamor. Chamash malan. Tana Kama telling you that filu ibchon amikoni. That even if you do the opposite, it's going to be kinda. It doesn't matter what type of pulling you do, whether it's meshicha or nehiga. It doesn't matter as long as you do any of them to any of the animals, it's going to work. And he was saying that la afukim derbiudo, who would hold you, actually have to do the specific one that's the derech to do for that animal. And if you don't, it's not going to work. So the Tanakama was just coming off fuke that, but he wasn't coming to be mashma anything about reichiv. Reichiv maybe is actually a good kinyan, and therefore this is not necessarily a raya. Tishmol says Gemara Yachi. If so, that's what the Tanakama meant. That really, according to the Tanakama, you could do both to either animal. You could do meshicha or nehiga, and it's not going to matter. Then la'arvinu v'lisninu. Then he should have said it together in the Braisa. Very much is not mashma like that if you read the Braisa. Because if so, what should he have said? The Braisa should have said shnayim shahayu meishchin umanhigin bein begamal bein mechamar. Two people that were doing meshicha or nehiga bein begamal bein mechamar. Why do you split them off and say you're doing meshicha by the gamal or nehiga by the chamar? So it sounds very specific. So it's not mashma that the Tanakama would say it either way. Says Gemara. No, I'll tell you why he said that, because the ikachad delay kani. Because then the day there is one combination according to the Tanakama that even his maskim is not going to be koine. There's a machlekes about which one. Ikadamri meshicha b'chamor, ikadamri hanaga magamo. Some say that it's meshicha by a chamor that's not going to work. You have to do dafka nehiga by the chamor. But if you do either of them to the gamel, it's going to work. Ikadamri. The others say that no, he was talking about the other one. Then hanaga b'gamel is not going to work. Doing nehiga to the gamel is not going to work. But meshicha or nehiga is both going to work by a chamor. But either way, the reason that Tanakama didn't group it together and say it was a side issue. One of the things he actually agrees, and one of the things he told is going to be specific. There's one combination that's not going to work, but the other ones will. Says Gemara, some actually bring this raya to Shmuel a different way from the raya. They bring it from the seifa that b'midazu kana when. The Tanakama said, "B'minazu kana." If you do it this way, then you're going to be kana. What does that sound like? B'minazu lemiutimai. That sounds like only this way. Lemiutimai. What's it coming to exclude that you wouldn't be kana? Lav lemiuti. Reichiv, isn't it coming to be exclude rochiv? Someone writing it that it's not in a good kinyan because rochiv doesn't work, and therefore it's right. The Shmuel says, "Gemara loy." Not necessarily. Maybe lemiuti ipcha. It's coming to exclude the opposite case. Meaning the Tanakama just saying when he's saying that b'midazu is kana. If you do it this way, you're going to be kana. He's coming to exclude that if you do it the opposite, it's not going to work. Meaning dafka meshicha by a gamal and hanhaga by a chamar is going to. to be koine. But says the Gemara, if so, what is whose shita does that sound like? Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same shita as Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlekes over here? Says Gemara, Yikabinayu. In this version, again, we brought out the same shaka v'tarei as last time, just a little bit differently. Yikabinayu. The difference would be tzad echo de laikana. The Rabbanon are only arguing. The Tanakhama are only arguing on one side because one side tzad echo de laikana. They agree that it's going to have to be specific. And again, this machlekes is about which one is the amri meshicha b'chamar v'yikad amri hanhaga v'gamal. Says Gemara Tashmal, ask you kasha now on Shmua. That said again, that reichiv, riding on an animal is not a good kinyan. Echad reichiv chamor, v'echad tofes b'maseira. One person is riding the donkey, one person is holding onto the reins. Zekana chamor, v'zekana maseira. The one on the donkey is kind of the donkey. What does that straight up sound like? That it's a good kinyan. And the one that's holding the reins is kinda the reins. Says the Gemara Shmami. Now, what do we clearly see from this Braisa? Rachuv Kani, that it works, because clearly the guy that's riding it, we said was kinda. So obviously, being reich of an animal is a good kinyan. Says the Gemara, Achanami, Managar Aglov. I'll answer you the same thing that we answered before in the Mishnah. We're talking about where he was actively kicking it also. Once he's riding it and kicking it, that's a form of Mashiach, and he's getting it to go, and therefore that's why he was kind of. But nothing to do with Stam riding it. Stam riding it, like Shmuel said, would not be considered anything. Says Gemara, Yochi, Nikni, Nami, Rochav, B'Maisera. If so, that we're talking about where he did a kind of Mashiach, because he was kicking it, then why wasn't the one that was riding the donkey also kind of the Maisera, also kind of the reins? Because that's attached to the animal, and it's tuffel to the animal, and once you do a Mashiach on the animal, so you should be kind of that also. Why is the other person kind of that fully? Says Gemara, you're right. You're right. That's what happened over here. He was kind of the chamor because he did a kind of mishicha, and half of the maisera because it was tafel to the chamor. So he was kind of half of it, but not the full thing because the other guy also had some claim to the maisera because he did a kind of hagba and he picked it up, and therefore the other guy wasn't kind of any part of the chamor, but he was kind of half of the maisera, half of the rain. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rachov Kani Tekamag Beleben Das. I understand why the Rachov, why the one riding it is able to be kind of a part of the maisera of the rains. Because the other one that picked up the reins, he's a bendas who picked it up and it was fully off the ground. And therefore, when he's picking it up from the karka, his kinyan helps. And even if it doesn't help him, it's going to help the other guy. It's going to help the one on the thing. Now it's completely off the ground. It belongs to you. But the one holding the reins, the guy who picked it up off the ground, how exactly was he kinda? And the question is that in order to do a kinyan agba, right, he's picking it up off the ground. You need to pick it fully off the ground. So, did he do that over here? No, he picked half of it off the ground. The other half is attached to the animal, but there's no bendas helping you on the other side. It's attached to the animal. The other person happened to be tuffled to the animal with a kinyan mishicha, whatever. But for you that's picking it up, what about the other half that's still attached to the animal? You have to pick up the whole thing in order to be a good kinyan agba. So how was he kind of even half of the rain? Says the Gemara Ema, you're right. You want to know, we really have to read it in that zekana chamar v'kulei masera. The one riding the chamar, he did a kinyan mishicha. He was kind of the chamar along with the whole reins. But the guy that picked up the reins, all he was kind of what was in his actual hands. The part that was in his actual hands. So that already he's holding, and that's why he's going to be kind of that part. So let's try to understand how this works, what we just said. If you want to tell me like we learned recently that Hamakbiya Mitzila Chaver, someone who picks up a Mitzia and has in mind to be zeichin it for his friend, as we learned, even though it's Bimakam Shechav La'acherim, that's why it's a question. But either way, someone who finds a Mitzia and takes it al das that he's kind of it for his friend. If you're going to tell me that it works and the friend was kind of, that's only true if he's picking it up for his friend. Not Stam, but hi, this guy that picked up the reins, he picked it up for himself. He didn't pick it up for the other guy. And if he's not going to himself, then how exactly is he supposed to be makne? How are you telling me that the one on the chamar is going to be kaine the reins working off of the other guy? If he's not kaine himself, then how exactly is he going to be makne to the other person? And that's why Amar Rabashi says that really the way you have to read it is ze kana chamar beis page ze kana mashat avas biyade, that the one riding was kind of the chamar again with the skin and mishicha and ubeis page, the part of the reins that's actually connected to the chamar, meaning it's touching the chamar itself, the part on his face, the beis page, whatever that is, the part that's attached literally on him. But v'zeh, the other guy, he has whatever's in his hands, v'ashar, and the rest of it, the actual ropes that go from here to there, like on each one was not kind, and therefore it stays half kur. Says the Gemara like this. Rabbavo says that la'ilam kediktani. Really, I can tell you that it's like we learned originally in the Braisa, that the one riding it was kind of the chamar. The one picked up the reins, he was kind of the entire reins. Okay, why? Because ha'il v'yachol inatko la'vietzlai, since he could tug it, technically, and he could pull and yank on this rope, and then it's going to come to him, and he's going to have the whole thing. And Rashi explains the way he was standing, he has a much better advantage and a much better position to pull the rope, and it's going to be very easy to disconnect and come straight to him. And therefore, his agba on part of it is going to help for the whole thing, and he's going to be kind of the whole entire rope. Says the Gemara, "V'hadir Rabbo Barusohi." But this that Rabbo just said, it's actually wrong. Why? Because if you're not going to say that, and you're going to say that maybe it's right, then talis shimenachas chetzal gabei karag vechetzal gabei amu. Then what about a talis? Picture this scene: you have a talis, half of it is on the floor, and the other half is on some type of peg. Uba echad vigbi chetzim al gabei karag, and one person came and picked up the part that was on the floor. So now it's kuloi in the air, but the other half is still on a peg. V'ba acher, and another guy. He picks up the other side from the pole. So you're going to tell me also over here that the first one was kind of and the second one wasn't kind of because he was able to tug it and bring it to him? That's not, no. They would be both be kind. And then the day they both picked it up, says Gemara, Eloha, they're Bavo, Barusa. That must be that what Rabavo said was Barusa. It was not correct. Says Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you another cash on Shmuel that said that Roichev is a good Kenyaner. But that's what I remember. That says, this is the bright cell, Rochu Basada, Umanik Ba'ir, Kone. Someone who's riding an animal in the field, that's a good Kenyan. And someone who's leading an animal in the city, that's a good Kenyan. What do we see from this bright cell? That clearly Rochuv, at least in the field, is going to be a good Kenyan. So we see riding an animal is a good Kenyan. Says Gemara, no. Hachanam, Manik Raglov. The case over here also is when you kicked it a little bit, and therefore it's really considered a kinyan meshicha, but riding itself isn't necessarily a good kinyan. Says Gemara, Yachi, if so, hainu manig. It's the same case as manig. Says Gemara, trei gavni manig and a chanami. The Braisa was saying two different cases of manig. Either you're physically leaning it, or you were on it and doing a type of nehiga by kicking it. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if so, rochu ba'ir my time aloi kani. So if so, riding it in the city, if we're talking about the type of riding it where you're kicking it, so why in the city would that not be kaine? It's like a regular kinyan meshicha. What's the problem doing it in the city? Says Gemara, Rav Kana says, lefisha ein darken shel b'nei adam lirka ba'ir. Because it's not the normal way of people to ride animals in the city. When they're in the fields, they ride the animal. When they're in the city, they lead the animal. It's not the normal thing to ride it in the city. Rashi says, mishum tzniusa. Because of tznius. It's not the normal way for people to ride animals in the city. And therefore, since it's not the derech, it sounds like it's not going to be kind of, but I'm going to lay Rashi, Rav Kana, elamiyata yigbiya arniki b'shabas. On this hanocha that you're telling me, since it's not the derech to do that at that moment, it's not going to be a good kinyan, then it's actually not going to work as a kinyan, although generally sometimes it doesn't work as a kinyan, but if it's not the derech, at that point it's not going to work as a kinyan. How could that be? Elamiyata, Rashi says to Rav Kana, if so, then yigbiya arniki b'shabas, someone who picks up a wallet on Shabbos, shein darkan shel b'nei adam lag biya arniki b'shabas, which is not the normal thing for someone to pick up a wallet on Shabbos because it's mukta. So you're going to tell me he wasn't coined the wallet? It was a kinyan hagbah. He did a kinyan hagbah. Was he over mukta? Yeah. He was over the Isra Darabanan of Mukta, but in the end of the day, he was still kind of. It's a good Kinyan Agbah. So what are you going to tell me? What? According to this logic, since it's not the Derech to pick it up on Shabbos, it doesn't even work as a Kinyan, or Chanam Kani, so Allah must be the Vada he was kind of. Then my Dav and Avar, whatever he did, he did. He was over the Isra Mukta of a Kani, but 100% he was kind of. So if so, it should be the same thing over here, and why riding the animal in the city if you're kicking it also, and it's a type of Mashicha, why would it not work even though it's not the Derech? My Dav and Avar Vikani, or Chanam Avar Vikani, it should work. So Allah. That's why we have to say that what's really going on in the case of Rabbi Lezer when he was mechalik, being riding it in the field, or being manning it in the city, we're dealing with when someone's actually buying it from someone else. When someone's buying it from someone else, the Amarle and the Meicher told him, the seller told him, the kinyan I'm giving you it over to do, and the kinyan I want you to make to be kind of this animal you're buying, is the derech b'nei adam. Meaning, whatever the derech b'nei adam, whatever the normal way to make a kinyan over here is, that's the kinyan that you should make. And therefore, if he does the not normal kinyan, so he never sold it to Maldas that. And therefore, it's not going to be a good kinyan specifically in that case. But generally, is it a good kinyan? Even if it's not so normal in the area you are? Yeah, if it's a kinyan, it's kinyan. If it's not, it's not. The Gemara just continues clarifying a little bit. If he's in Rosh Hasharabim, then even in the city, if he's riding a kani, it was kainet, meaning even in this case of the sale that was specific for the derech b'nei adam. Why? Because when there's a lot of people and there's tons of people in Rosh Hasharabim, he's in the main boulevard, then he doesn't want to get separated by his animal. And the normal derech is actually to ride it even in the city at that point. And therefore, since it's the normal derech, it's going to be a good kinyan. V'adam chashavu kani. Additionally, if he's an adam chashav, then he was also kainet, because it's also the derech for adam chashav to ride it, because it's not so bakavadik to be leading an animal. Additionally, the ishahi, if she's a woman, then kanya, she was also going to be kainet, but while riding it, because a woman, it's not the derech for her either to be leading the animal, and therefore she's on it. Rashi says because she doesn't have enough power to keep the animal, right, might run away from her, so she's on it instead. V'inish zila hu kane. Additionally, if he's like a lowly, inferior type of person who's got a lot of chutzpah and doesn't really care about what anyone thinks, then also he was kind of, because that's again the derech for someone like that to ride the animal, because again, it seems to be like the normal person wouldn't ride it in the city. Either a real adam chashav that he can't be leading an animal around, or an isha, or real Adam Inish Zila, as the Gemara says. He really doesn't have any bush, as Rashi explains, and he just goes, he doesn't care what anything what anyone thinks, and he's riding it. So he's the guy that should really be leading the animal, but instead he has a lot of gaiva and he doesn't care to be on it. And there he doesn't have that level of tznius we saw before. So that type of person also, he was kind of as well, because that's the derech you probably know when you're giving it to him and selling it to him, that he's going to ride away on it. He's not going to walk away on it, and therefore that person would be kind of as well. Says the Gemara Vayter. Agav, once we saw in a Madalif that the Kenyan someone does in a Chamar could help to be kind of the actual Moisera, the reins that are attached to it. Now the Gemara is going to discuss if you could be kind of Kalim that are on top of an animal by doing a Kenyan Meshicha on the animal. Bar Belazar, someone says to his friend, do a Kenyan Meshicha on this animal, not to be kind of the animal, but rather to be kind of the Kalim that are on top of the animal. So he wants to be makna the Kalim that are on the animal over to his friend. He says, do a Kenyan Meshicha on the animal, and keep in mind, he's not being kind of the animal. It's very important. He's not being kind of the animal. He wants to be kind of the Kalim that are on top of the animal by doing a kinyan meshicha on the animal. Mao, how does this case work? The Gemara just stops for a second and asks on the lushan that he used, liknais, do it liknais to be kinyan? That's not the proper lushan. In order to be makna something over and give him the right to do a kinyan, you need to say kinay. Me, Amar, like kinay, did he say kinay, go and do it? He didn't say that. He says liknais, which sounds like if you want, you could do a kinyan, but I'm not letting you do a kinyan. That's not going to be a good sale. Says the Gemara, hello, you're right. You have to read it. Meshach meimazu kinay. He's telling him, do a meshicha on this animal, ukinay, and then be kind of the kalim shalo, the kalim that are on top. So now, how do we look at this case? Mi mehanya meshicha de behema, la knuye kalim, oilai. Does the meshicha on the behema help to be kind of the kalim that are on top of it or not? Says the Gemara. Rava says, hold on a second, let's backtrack. What if the guy didn't say what he said over here, that he wants to be kind of only the kalim without the behema? What if he even told him to do a kinim meshicha on the behema and be kind of the behema along with the kalim on top? That's better, right? In that case, you're going to tell me for sure he was kind of the kalim because he was even kind of the animal. So if you're kind of the animal, you can do a kinim meshicha, then you're kind of the kalim on top. So, but Rava says, is that true? Even in the case where he did the same thing, but he was also being kind of the behemoth, which you're assuming is for sure better, be kind of kalim. Even in that case, would he be kind of the kalim? Why not? Because chatzar me'alechas, it's a chatzar me'alechas. We know in order to do a kinyan chatzar and to have something be kind of your own chatzar, be kind of kalim or metaltlin for you, it has to be a stationary chatzar. That's only true if it's stationary. But a chatzar me'alechas like gana, as we know, doesn't work to be kindness. Maybe you want to tell me he was kindness when the animal was standing, that after it was moving with meshicha, so the animal stood, so it was stationary, and therefore it's not considered a chatzar me'alechas. It's not a moving chatzar because the animal was stationary at that point. Says the Gemara, it doesn't matter because we know anything we know, it's the rule. Anything that if it would have been walking, it's not going to be kind of because it's a chatzar me'alechas. So too, even when it's stationary, since it has the ability to walk, it's also not going to be kind of. Says Gemara, v'chusa b'kfusa, the way this would work is b'kfusa, when the animal was tied up. If the animal was tied up, then it doesn't even have the ability to walk, and that's why it's going to be able to be kind of for you, alt kinyan chatzar. And by the way, this comes up in other Gemaras. Usually by an eved, someone gives, it comes up in Gittin, someone wants to give his wife a get, he gives it to her eved, which is considered like her chatzar. So how is that going to work? Is it gita v'chatzar? But I mean, not that sugya, but the point is that he gives it to the eved. The eved, there's other problems. The Gemara says, chatzar me'alechas. Aye, maybe you want to tell me he's tied up. The Gemara over there, by the way, the Rishonim, Taisus usually adds, b'kafus v'yoshan, that the eved is tied up, but he's also sleeping, because otherwise if he was up, you'd have issues that he has das. And if he has das, he can't be your chatzar, amishtameres ledaita. It has to be a chatzar that's totally bottled to your das. Chatzar amishtameres ledaita. But if he has his own das, he's a bar das. Even if he's tied up, it's not going to be ledaita, and therefore it's not going to be good kinyan. Over here, they don't say that. Over here, Taz doesn't say that. Why? Because it's an animal. So the animal does not need to be sleeping because the animal has no das. And as long as it's tied up, it's considered 100% like it's a chatzar amishtameres ledaita. And therefore, in this case, the ochse bekfusa, if the animal was tied up, then it could be considered a kinyan chatzar that it's going to be kind of the kalim on top. Armelay of Papa Ravuna, Breder of Yeshua, Lerava. If so, that you're telling me that a chatzar me'alechas is not koine, that a moving chatzar, the base, very basic question on what we just said, you're telling me a chatzar me'alechas, a moving chatzar, is not koine. If so, then what about this case? Someone who's riding on a ship, he was sailing on a ship, and his luck, fish jump out of the water and they fall into his boats. What are you going to tell me? That since it's moving, it's considered a chatzar me'alechas, and his boat, even though it's his own chatzar, it's his own boat, it's not going to be kind of for him because it's moving. So I'm really answering him, no, it's different over there, because svina meinach naicha umayahu dekamam tula. The Gemara gives a very lumlish way of looking at boats, looking at how boats sail. So Rav is explaining that the way a boat moves, the boat is stationary. Is the boat moving? Well, they don't have engines, but the boat itself is not moving. It's the boat is staying stationary. Umayu the kamamtila, but the water under it is moving. If you had the boat on the floor, would it move? It wouldn't move. It would stay stationary, and therefore it's not a chatzar ma'alechas. It's considered a stationary chatzar, and the water under it has nothing to do with the boat. That happens to be moving, but the boat itself is not considered a chatzar ma'alechas, and that's why it's not going to be. That's why it's not going to be a problem, and it's going to be kind of as a chatzar. But I'm there. If Ravashi, my nearest sister Ravashi, let me ask you. If so, I have a different problem because I say ma'alechas b'rishus ram. What if someone was walking in rishus rabim? Vizarek lo get the seichika, and now back to Gittin. He throws a get into his wife's lap. So over there, or into her basket that she had on her head. So Hanami de Lemigarsha, you're gonna tell me also over here that she's not divorced because she was walking, and therefore she was walking in Rosh Hashanah, she's a Chatzar Ma'aleches, and if she didn't take it with her hand, it fell into her basket on her head, for example, that's considered a Chatzar Ma'aleches because it's moving. So how is she divorced in that case? So Amar Leir, Ashi, and Suravino, that Kalta Minachnaich, again, a very similar idea the way we look at a boat, that the basket is stationary. The basket doesn't have legs. It's not a walking basket. It's not a Chatzar Ma'aleches. The basket itself is a regular stationary Chatzar, and that's why it's able to be kind of. How is it moving? She's the one that's walking under it. So the basket in it of itself is not a Chatzar Ma'aleches. It's stationary. There's no problem. She could be divorced. It's kind of for her. She happens to be moving under it. That's why it's walking. That's why it's moving. But either way, that's why it's not going to be an issue over there. But Chatzar Ma'aleches generally, loinkana.